Hey, it's BC, Bob Coburn. It's Rockline. You got it on KKRW Houston, Classic Rock at 93.7. It is The Arrow.
Via satellite from the entertainment capital of the world, Premier Radio Networks presents North America's number one rock radio program, Rockline. Rockline. From the Hyatt Hotel in sunny Maui, we welcome the voices of classic rock to speak with Jolynn Turner, Spencer Davis, Pat Travers, and others. Call the toll-free Rock Line at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. And now, our own Maui Wowie, Mr. Bob Coburn.
Maui Wowie indeed, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel on beautiful Kaanapali Beach, Maui, Hawaii. It's the Voices of Classic Rock, featuring an even dozen of your favorite classic rock stars. Tonight's show will feature lots of exclusive live songs, your phone calls, and the ambience of one of the most beautiful islands in the world. Our 12 guest stars will be featured in three groups of four, a half an hour each, beginning with Jolynn Turner of Deep Purple and Rainbow fame. Jolynn, how are you tonight? Good to see you.
Good, Bob. Good. Great here. Beautiful weather here.
Yeah, it's always beautiful on that side of the island, on the leeward side. Glenn Hughes of Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, and more, I should say. Welcome to Rockline. Nice to have you.
How are you, Bob? You look lovely. You're working on your tan, I can see.
It's the Savage tan. It's the George Hamilton IV tan that I'm working on. And Larry Hoppen of Orleans. Welcome to Rockline. Larry, how are you this evening?
I'm real good. How can you not be good in Maui?
Yeah. Anybody complaining in Maui needs to be sent home immediately. That's just not allowed. And Jimmy Jameson of Survivor fame, welcome to Rockline to you as well.
Hey, Bob. Good to be here.
Joining us later, I should mention, will be Leslie West of Mountain, Spencer Davis, Pat Travers, Dave Jenkins of Pablo Cruz and Southern Pacific. And then in our third segment, we'll feature Mike Reno of Loverboy, Alex Ligertwood of Santana and Jeff Beck fame, also Ronnie Hammond of Atlanta Rhythm Section, and John Cafferty of the Beaver Brown Band. Will one of you in our first group here, either Joe or Glenn or Larry or Jimmy or all of you, explain to the Rockline listeners the concept behind Voices of Classic Rock and the website Rock for Forever.com. Who wants to handle that one?
This is Larry. Charlie Schmidt thought up the idea of getting a bunch of us together and going out and playing a lot of gigs. And, he's a real rock and roll fan. And we're all fans of each other's music and have been pretty much, you know, for the last couple of decades. So we all liked the idea, and we started doing gigs about 4 years ago. And developed it into a website called rockforever.com, where you can download digital music from us and read about our travels on the road and get information on the individual singers and players. And the shows are a lot of fun. We go out and we have a really good band that backs up each guy's hits, and we all sing on everybody else's tunes, and we have a ball.
Now, why was the website called rockforever.com and the grouping called Voices of Classic Rock? Just out of curiosity, why is there a disparity between them?
Well, one is our corporation, the .com corporation, which is actually surviving through all the .com crashes, and Voices of Classic Rock is kind of a brand name for the guys in the band. We are sum total of all our parts, so we're a little bit of both.
We're the original singers of all these hits that we do, so voices seem to be appropriate.
And there's just so many hits, as you'll hear tonight with the live performances that we have coming up. I mean, it's just one after another with one great classic rock band that you gentlemen have been involved in. Tell our Rockline listeners as well about the VH1 Classic Channel and DirecTV concert taping coming up this Saturday. I guess there's six solo performances, and then all 12 of you perform together. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Yes, that's correct. Starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, going through till 10 in the evening, featuring all of the artists said above, and we're really, really looking forward to it.
And, of course, that's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Hawaiian time, and nothing is better than Hawaiian time. Things are a little more slowly paced on the island of Maui, which is wonderful. Any idea when this will be on DirecTV? Do you have a start date for that, or is it something we can look forward to?
It's going to be March.
March.
March. Yes.
That's fantastic. So get it together and get it out. Watch it on DirecTV and VH1 Classic, which is a new channel which has come on, which is really a lot of fun to watch. We have so much to
play, like 60 times.
60 times.
60 times. So you
60 times. Cases. My goodness.
60 times. 60 all by itself.
Wow.
I'm going to take it every time.
Yeah, that's a lot of tape.
That'll fill up TiVo.
I was going to say it'll fill up my TiVo in a matter of a day. That'll be the end of that. Yeah. Well, we're going to start with some live performances. Spencer Davis will be on in the second half hour of Rockline tonight. But right now we're going to do a live version of Gimme Some Lovin'. So let's just go ahead and let it rock with the Voices of Classic Rock on Rockline. Okay, they're warming up, heading to the gear, getting ready, and it's live radio. We do this all the time on Rockline. Our number to call is 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. So somebody just give me a sign when you're ready to go, and we'll do it. All right? I feel it coming.
Give me some love.
indeed. All right. The Spencer Davis Group classic, Give Me Some Lovin', with Spencer Davis Group and a little assist from Glenn Hughes on vocals. We have a lot coming up tonight. We'll return with Joe Lanterney, Larry Harpin, Glenn Hughes, and Jimmy Jameson, and your calls in just a moment. And then a little later on, we'll be joined by, you're doing all right. Leslie West, Pat Travers, Mike Reno, and more will join us. If you'd like to be part of the program tonight, call us toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK, 1-800-344-7625. That sounded great. And welcome back to Rockline. It's an evening with the voices of classic rock. Their website, rockforever.com. We are currently with Joe Lanterner, Larry Hoppin, Glenn Hughes, and Jimmy Jameson. And we take our first phone call for the evening. It's Brian from Tennessee. Welcome to Rockline, Brian.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Two quick questions. Joe Lynn first. Are we ever going to see the Rescue album released here in America on CD? And for Jimmy and everybody across the board, what's your favorite Survivor track to perform live?
Okay, I'll answer you first. It was released in Japan on CD and was available over your Amazon.com and everything, and then they stopped pressing them, so it would have to be up to Elektra Records in order to reproduce that again and issue that on CD. However, the sound quality did go up on the CD and everything, and it still sounds killer, so I'm hoping so, yes, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
But eBay, look on eBay.
Yeah, eBay's got them, that's right, and I've got two copies, and you might be able to squeak one out of me.
And the other question was about favorite Survivor songs. For Jimmy first, and then anyone else.
Okay, I'd have to say, as far as excitement in getting the band going, getting the crowd going, I'd have to say probably Eye of the Tiger is the one to do live.
Yeah.
What else could you know?
Yeah.
Once you do that when it's over.
This is Larry Hoppin here, and I really love performing High on You.
High on You. I was going to say that too. I like High on You.
It's a lot of fun.
This is Glenn, and I love the way Jimmy performs. The search is over.
Okay. You like I'm glad one? You finished that.
Can you feel the love in the room tonight on the island of Maui? Yes, indeed.
I can feel Jimmy's left leg.
Brian, thanks for being on tonight. And we move now to Macon, Georgia to speak with Michael. Michael, you're on Rockline with the Voices of Classic Rock.
Hi. I'd like to know I got two questions. I'd like to know, how does it feel, or how did y'all get y'all's career off the ground? And how does it feel to be up on stage with all your fans staring at you?
Okay, this is an around-the-room thing that you can all answer. Yeah.
Okay, I guess
to make it brief as well.
The way you get your career off the ground, I guess, is just keep doing it until somebody recognizes, until somebody notices your talent.
Right.
That's the only way I've ever known to do it.
Well, I think you got to be in the right place at the right time, too. Yeah. You can't just be hanging out in Dry Crotch, Indiana or something. You really have to go where the music is, too.
Really? I
think you do. You can't just be like, somebody discovered
me. Where was that?
But if you're just playing gigs and writing music and just sticking to it, if you're assuming
sooner
you're
or later, somebody's
moving around, the laws of probability, somebody's going to see you, and there you go.
And most of us have done it for the chicks, I guess, in the early days.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Well, we're old geezers now, Bob.
And how does it feel when you're performing? You're on top of the world. It's probably, I can answer for everybody why we're still doing it. Because it's one of those feelings that is so rewarding and just mystical that there's really no way to describe it.
And I would imagine there's no difference between Kaanapali Beach on Maui and La Paz, Bolivia, as far as the crowd response. It's just
about 14,000 feet.
About 14,000 people.
we're at sea level here. We couldn't breathe in La Paz.
I wondered about that. Yeah, that altitude in the Andes, it's got to be really tough to try to catch your breath up there. Jimmy, a question for you before you perform. We're going to have you perform the song I'm Always Here. Tell us a little bit about the song, how it evolved, and where it's the theme from. And this is interesting, I think.
Okay, I got a call from the producer of the TV show Baywatch, and I thought somebody was playing a joke on me, you know. But he called me up and wanted me to submit a couple songs for the TV show, and we wrote one. Myself and Tony Thomas wrote one song, and they wanted to hear one more. So Corey Lirius from Pablo Cruz and myself came up with this song, and they seemed to like it, and luckily it's been on the show ever since, and it's been, to our surprise, it turned out to be like the number one TV show, watched TV show in the world, so we were pretty lucky to get that shot.
Well, why don't you head to the stage and get ready to perform I'm Always Here, so why don't you leave the broadcast chair and head on over there. Our number is toll-free, 1-800-344-ROCK. One of my favorite Baywatch stories is David Hasselhoff had it written into his contract that when he came out of the water, there would be no below-the-waist shots because of the shrinkage factor that happens when a guy's in the water. So, pretty smart guy for Hasselhoff, you know, to come up with something like that. All right, we're ready to go. I'm Always Here. Job. All right. Yeah. Sounded really, really good. Yeah, the voices so of classic good. Rock. Their website is rockforever.com. And we're currently with JoLynn Turner and Larry Hoppen, Glenn Hughes, and Jimmy Jameson, who, of course, just did the vocal on that song, co-wrote that.
Lovely.
Yes. Lovely job indeed. And we're going to play a lot of live songs tonight, but we also want to get our calls in because that's a big part of what Rockline is. Our number toll-free, 1-800-344-ROCK. We head to Memphis, Tennessee. This is AC. Hi, AC.
Hey.
You're on the air with us.
Yes, Mr. Hughes.
Yes, AC, how are you?
Yeah, I was wondering, do you ever do any of your old trapeze tunes, or are you still up with the guys from there?
You know, I didn't do them for some years, and then I started playing them again in concert 5 years ago in my solo band. And the more times I tour, I actually add another trapeze song to actually re-educate, like a lot of the younger people that never actually heard trapeze the first time around. And to me, I think that's the baby that I grew is trapeze, and I'm very, very proud of that band, and I'm glad you like it. So the answer to your question is I think I do between 3 to 5 songs in my live performance as a solo artist. And yeah, I love trapeze. Thanks, AC. It's great.
Glenn, how many bands have you been in over the years? You've been in some great bands. I mean, trapeze, Black Sabbath, Deep Purple. Or what am I missing here?
You know, trapeze was the first in 69 when I was only 5 years old, Bob. You remember that? And then...
we were both five.
I joined Purple in 73. I did the big Cal Jam thing in 74. And then a little hiatus in 78. Then we did, I did some work with Gary Moore and Run for Cover. Then I did an album with Black Sabbath called Seventh Star, which was critically acclaimed by all of those that bought it. And I did a few soundtracks and did some Lying on the Couch for a while, Bob. And then then I started my solo career sometime in 1991.
Did you eat between any of these?
I had a few Lay's potato chips, Lay's being the appropriate word.
And of course, that works very well on the couch, you know, couch and a bag of Lay's potato chips, you know. That's pretty well styling. That's living large right there. Joe,
I've been laid. Yes.
Sorry, I was just going to say, Joe, you also sang for Deep Purple, but you and Glenn were never in the band together, were you?
No, we were in the same band at different times. That's right. Us and about 300 other people.
Like only 500.
Like that old line.
Well,
we
went to
Go ahead. No. I'll defer to you. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that Rainbow and Whitesnake and Deep Purple and all of these offshoot bands, I mean, the tree looks amazing if you ever saw the offshoots of all of this, you know, all the guys that have been in these bands, and it's kind of almost incestuous, if I can use that word, you know. So it's kind of nice that we get a chance to play together now.
We've done a new album, Bob.
That's right, we have.
HTP Houston, a project, yeah. Comes out
March.
Yeah.
So, and we'll be touring as well.
So those fans that have been waiting for something like that from Glenn and Joe, it's coming.
Right.
And I know that was kind of a by popular demand. Didn't the two of you do a Japanese tour together? And the response was really positive, wasn't it?
Yes. Right.
That's how it happened.
Really good.
And all of a sudden they went, well, do a record. And we went, okay.
Yeah. It's a great record, Bob. I'm really, really excited about it.
And you can find out more about that at rockforever.com. There's full information the duo album with Julian Turner and Glenn Hughes. All right, back to the stage time. And Larry Hoppen will take the spotlight for this one. We're going to do Still the One. This is just going to be one hit song after another tonight. This is going to be quite a pleasure for our Rockline listeners. And again, your number to call is toll-free, as always. It's 1-800-344-ROCK, 1-800-344-7625. And the next segment will be joined by Leslie West, Spencer Davis, Pat Travers, and Dave Jenkins, Pablo Cruz fame. All right, we're ready to rock on Rockline. Yes, indeed. Still the One. That one featuring Larry Hoppen of Orleans fame on Rockline. I especially am enjoying Alex Liggertwood playing a wooden salad bowl with a wooden spoon. Very nice job there. There's a lot going on tonight. Our number toll-free, 1-800-344-ROCK. Gentlemen are going to come back and do a jam on Smoke on the Water, and then momentarily we'll welcome Leslie West, Spencer Davis, Pat Travers, and Dave Jenkins to Rockline. Rockline continues in just a moment on the Premier Radio Network. Hey, it's BC Bob Coburn. You're listening to Rockline on KKRW Houston. Classic Rock 93.7, The Arrow.
Hey, if you're listening to me, you could be working the late shift. And if you are, you're what America's all about. Hard working, no nonsense.
Welcome back to a very special edition of Rockline. 12 guest stars tonight, the voices of classic rock. Next week, we are pleased to welcome the fabulous Thunderbirds. They'll be playing live. Judas Priest will be on Rockline next week as well. Tonight, the voices of classic rock continue to perform. In just a moment, we'll welcome Leslie West of Mountain, Spencer Davis, Pat Travers, and Dave Jenkins. To speak with any of our guests tonight, call toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK, 1-800-344-7625. Before you speak with our guests, though, we got a real special treat for you. One of rock radio's favorite songs of all time, performed live exclusively on Rockline. It's Smoke on the Water, live from Maui.
I think you all know this one, don't you? Yeah.
the Voices of Classic Rock live from Maui, Kanapali Beach, live for you tonight on Rockline. Two generations of Deep Purple for you, doing Smoke on the Water. Just absolutely outstanding. One of the great songs in the history of rock and roll, without a doubt. Well, our thanks to Jolynn Turner, Larry Hoppin, Glenn Hughes, and Jimmy Jameson. And it's time now to open up the chairs for some other artists who are part of the Voices of Classic Rock. And we would now like to welcome Mr. Leslie West. Leslie, good evening. How are you?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. How are you tonight?
Beautiful downtown Hawaii.
Downtown Hawaii. You got to love downtown Hawaii. And Spencer Davis, welcome to Rockline. How are you?
Hello, Bob. How are you? Can we have our islands back? I had a word with Captain Cook.
Oh, he's lost in the bay off one of the islands there. I forget which one. But
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Pat Travers, welcome to Rockline. Nice to speak with you again.
Brother Bob, what's shaking, baby?
Not much. I haven't seen you since San Francisco, actually Oakland, at the zoo there one night.
It seems like you and I talk every other week.
Yeah, whether we need to or not. Nice to have you here.
No, that's a cool thing.
We'd also like to welcome...
Well, we miss you, man.
Thank you. We'd like to welcome Dave Jenkins of Pablo Cruz and Southern Pacific fame. Dave, nice to have you tonight. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And Spencer, no, you can't have the islands back.
All right.
We're keeping them.
you can have them.
They're too nice to give away. There's no doubt about that.
Still got the flag in there.
Yeah. let's hit the phones here. We're going to talk with David, who is in the Charleston, South Carolina area. David, welcome to Rockline. You're on with the Voices of Classic Rock.
Yeah, hey, guys. My question is for Leslie. How you doing? I'd like to know, how did you get Mick Jagger to play on the song High Roller from your LP Great Fatsby? And how did Keith Richards' name end up on the credit?
Well, I'll tell you the Keith Richards business first. Mick and Keith have a partnership, and whatever Mick's on, Keith gets the credit whether he's there or not. But I was living next to the...
Keith's not
as... True, that's why the Stones are still together and the Beatles aren't, really, because they shared everything. But I was living next to the president of Atlantic Records in New York, Armin Erdogan, and Mick came to visit him one day, and I saw him. I said, well, come on in. We hung out for a while, and he came back later that night with David Bowie, and Bob remembers this because we talked about it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody asked Mick Jagger to sing, and he doesn't really need to sing, and I knew he played guitar really well. I said, Mick, you want to play rhythm and guitar on one of my cuts? He said, absolutely. So I sort of sucked him into it.
Whoa. See, that's the key to his heart. Ask him to play guitar, something that he's not asked to do all the time. And then
it's like if you want to share on your album, you ask her to go bowling. She'll probably do that because you need to ask them something that they don't do.
You just like looking at it from behind. I know you.
Yeah, that's very true.
A good question, David. Very well informed. And thanks for being part of Rockline tonight. We're going to head to Anchorage, Alaska. It's Jeffrey's turn to be on with the Voices of Classic Rock. We're currently with Leslie West, Spencer Davis, Pat Travers, and Dave Jenkins. And Jeffrey, what's your question for the gentleman?
Hi, for Spencer, Pat, and Dave, what mountain music songs do you guys like to perform? And Leslie, what's your favorite music song, or mountain song?
Mountain Zone, theme from Imaginary Western, but my favorite song of all time is Give Me Some Lovin'.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Leslie. And let me say something here really quickly, mm-hmm. if I may, Bob.
Sure.
This is the first time that I've actually met Leslie, and what a gentleman he really is.
Oh, you're so full of crap.
Actually, it's Leslie that's full of crap.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Pat.
Yeah.
I love the New York vibe that Leslie brings to the table. You gotta love it. And I think what Jeffrey was alluding to is... and when you're on stage, I would assume that you're doing more than just, a couple of mountain songs. And Spencer, Pat, and Dave, do you play on any of Leslie's mountain songs? And if you do, which ones do you like?
This is PT here. The one we're going to be doing is Yasgur's Farm, and I love that tune. And Leslie, man, it's so...
Yeah, and Glenn's going to play on Mississippi Queen, and I think Never My Life, maybe.
What's cool about this situation is we have about five or six definite things we're going to do, and then some stuff that's not so definite. So we're going to get there, you know.
But you know what? What's really great is playing with another guitar player, because I've been a ham all my life. I don't want no other guitar guitar players, but playing with Pat, it's a lot of fun.
Well, you've brought Pat Travers and
guitar player to me.
You brought Pat Travers and Mick Jagger into the fold, so you're in very good company there. And those songs are songs that will be performed.
You're basking in the glory.
Those songs that were mentioned will be performed this coming Saturday at the Lahaina Royal Tennis Courts, and that, of course, will be taped for a VH1 Classic and for DirecTV, and we talked about that earlier. That should be on the air on DirecTV in March. Now, Leslie, we're going to play, you're going to play live momentarily, Sea of Fire, and if you would tell us a little bit about that, I know it's on the Voices for America CD, which is available at rockforever.com, and it's a direct result of what happened on 9/11. Tell us a little bit about...
The song was written about 7 years ago. My uncle was a fire marshal, and when we were talking about putting the CD out, I found the song, and the words were incredibly like 9/11. I sort of feel guilty about, you know, everybody's doing all these songs for the charity, but this really had something to do with me, and I did it anyway. You know, I figured put it on. And
well,
if you listen to the words, it tells all about that horrific disaster.
We'd like to listen to the words right now, so why don't you head to the stage and get ready to perform, and we will be listening to a live version of Sea of Fire from the Hyatt Regency Hotel on Kanapali Beach in Maui. This is the Voices of Classic Rock, and our number is toll-free, as always. It's 1-800-344-ROCK, 1-800-344-7625. Coming up in the third segment of tonight's program will be Mike Reno of Loverboy, Alex Ligertwood of Santana and Jeff Beck fame, Ronnie Hammond of Atlanta Rhythm Section, and John Cafferty as well. We're ready to go with Sea of Fire on Rockline. Fire featuring Leslie West on Rockline. I just assumed that had been written after 9/11. One would never know it was written 7 years prior because the lyrics do certainly fit. Well, still at the interview table right now is Spencer Davis, and we have a call for him from Georgia. Robert, you're on Rockline with Spencer Davis.
Yes, hello. My question.
I'm sorry, yes, Robert, hello? What was that?
Hello?
Yes, Robert, you're on the air.
Thank you. My question was for Spencer Davis, and I want to know if he's still in touch with Steve Winwood today, and does he have any plans to do any gigs with him in the future?
Absolutely. Still in touch with Steve. We had dinner with him last April and discussed that. He's coming to our show. I'm doing a tour of the UK starting February the 14th, Valentine's Day, and he's coming to the Cheltenham show, so maybe I'll get him up on stage then.
I'm touching him right now.
Thank you.
Spencer, does he still live in the Nashville area? I know he moved here at one point.
He has a house in Nashville. He also has a house in near Cheltenham in Turkdean Manor, and a wonderful studio there as well, and I go and stay there once in a while.
I got a question for Dave Jenkins right here.
Okay.
Oh, you do, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your question?
How'd you get the name, Pablo Cruz?
The truth is...
Tell the truth, because you told me the truth today.
You know what? I don't like to bring this up. This is not a good thing. What do you ask me this for? Forget about it.
I love this kind of stuff.
He doesn't look like a Pablo, though, does he?
You know, this was a long time ago we named the band. It came out of an LSD trip. That's the truth.
There you go.
I didn't want to say that, but that's the truth.
It livens things up, because it brings back those flashbacks.
I'm not recommending that for anybody, but that's where it came from.
Hey, it was a long time ago. We all did things that we don't want to talk about a long time ago, but there we go. The truth revealed tonight on Rockline. We'll return with Dave Jenkins, Pat Travers, Spencer Davis, Leslie West, and more as the voices of classic rock. Rockline continues in just a moment. Our number's toll-free, 1-800-344-ROCK on Rockline. Rockline, I'm Bob Coburn on the Premier Radio Network. It is an evening with the voices of classic rock. Find out more about them at rockforever.com. It's a really cool website, and they have this wonderful concert coming up Saturday that you'll be able to see very, very soon on DirecTV and on VH1 Classic. Right now, a song made famous by Santana. The vocalist is Alex Ligertwood, who worked with Jeff Beck and Santana. This is Winning on Rockline.
I wish I had 5 seconds like that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
feeling was I was living style when the walls fell in. When I played my hand, I looked like a joker, turned around. They must have woke up this lady luck. She was waiting outside the door.
Yes, indeed. That is Winning, the Voices of Classic Rock for you on Rockline. That was originally on the Santana album Z-Bop. Alex Liggertwood with the lead vocal on that. Now, if you'd like to attend this concert at Kaanapali Beach on Maui, just log on to rockforever.com. It's coming up Saturday. Of course, you're getting part of the concert tonight on Rockline. But these gentlemen always do something for other people when they get together. And one of the things they're doing on Maui is helping youth musical education by donating some of the proceeds from the concert that goes. So that's a good thing.
All youth.
We are back with Leslie West, Spencer Davis, Pat Travers, and Dave Jenkins. And we take a call right now from Portland, Oregon. Corey, welcome to Rockline. You're on the air.
DC, Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Corey.
Way to bring on the best of Rockline. Say, Pat, you've been known...
Where are you, Pat?
Pat, where are you?
Pat, get off that guitar and come over and sit down.
He's relaxing a little, Pat.
That sounds like Pat. Well, you know?
Ask the question.
Corey. Go ahead and ask the question. We'll feed it to him, okay?
Okay, hey, Pat. Say, you've been synonymously known with your music as heavy rock party anthem.
Listen to the question before you start talking.
Wait a minute. Start again.
No, I can answer it. I don't need the question.
No.
Feed me the question.
Hey, Pat, you've been...
Talk into the mic, then.
Hey, Pat, my ears are still ringing from your performance here at the Pine Street Theater here in Portland, but my question was, your music has been synonymously known as heavy rock party anthems. Is this something that you did intentionally, or is this something that maybe by a twist of fate fell into your lap? And my second question is to you, I just got done watching Just Another Killer Day video. Do you plan on doing any full-length feature videos for anything here in the near future?
You got a shorter question?
Yeah. I know that was.
Thanks for listening. Drive carefully.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What do you smoke up there in Oregon? God.
You know what they smoke up there in Oregon. As far as the music I play, It's just what I play. It's just
you forgot the question.
No, I'm on it. No, the couple of times that I did try to tailor make some recordings or whatever for the market, it was a horrible failure. So I just got to play what's fun to play, and if it's party stuff and whatever, well, that's what it is. As far as feature length videos, I hate making videos. And
he's gonna be in a porno flick soon, though. He's gonna.
Well, I can't go anywhere with that. No.
What was your question?
If somebody wants to front me a couple of hundred grand to make a feature length video, then we'll do it.
Leslie West.
Yeah, Leslie, you're loaded.
I'll front you.
There we go. Hey, Corey, thanks for being part of the program tonight. We're going to talk to Chris in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to Rockline, Chris. You're on with the voices of classic rock.
Hi. Hey, for questions for Leslie. How do you end up recording Jack Bruce's theme from an imaginary Western, and wanted to know about his working with Felix Pappalardi, how that came together?
Well, when Felix was producing Cream, they broke up and we started Mountain, and Felix just produced Jack's album Songs for a Tailor, and Theme from Imaginary Western was on it, and we needed material, and Felix came home and said the song was written about Cream going on the road. And the story was that Eric Clapton thought it was a little bit too involved of a song for Cream. They were more blues-based, and the song actually changed my life because of the musical structure of it, and did a lot for me.
Now, in what way did it change your life, the musical structure? Did it make you a better player?
I'm serious, because most of the chords were that I was used to was three chords, and there's a lot of different inversions in there, and it made me learn the pentatonic scale if you play guitar, which is neither major nor minor, and the solo in Theme from Imaginary Western is based on that. I just used to go to bar chords and try to finger the chords off that, but that opened up a whole new door.
See, those are cool stories. I love hearing those type of stories. All right, Pat Travers, why don't you go back, and that's why you were hanging out by the stage over there a second, because you're going to play in just a moment on the dark side. Thanks for joining us on the talk segment of Rockline, and my thanks to Leslie West and to Spencer Davis and Dave Jenkins of Pablo Cruz and Southern Pacific Thing.
Thanks to you.
Thanks for being on. This is a really fun night for us here at Rockline, Kanapali Beach, the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And
it's just a place. It
is a beautiful place, and the music is beautiful tonight, too. So, gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Joining us momentarily will be Alex Liggertwood and Ronnie Hammond and John Cafferty. And John is going to perform live right now. This is On the Dark Side for you on Rockline. indeed. John Cafferty in the spotlight on that one, On the Dark Side, from the soundtrack to Eddie and the Cruisers tonight on Rockline. We're with the Voices of Classic Rock. A reminder, if you get on the air with anyone in the band, you'll receive a Voices of Classic Rock CD live at the Waterside. We'll return with Alex Ligertwood, Ronnie Hammond, and John Cafferty in just a moment. And more importantly, your phone calls toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK. Hey, welcome back to Rockline. I'm BC, Bob Coburn. It's an evening with the Voices of Classic Rock. We just heard John Cafferty performing On the Dark Side. John, good evening. How are you tonight?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Doing well. That just sounded great. It's really a nice performance of On the Dark Side. It's evolved over the years, hasn't it?
Well, I think it helped because Leslie West poured three pounds of popcorn on my head.
I thought I was in a movie, man.
Yeah. Nothing like the smell of popcorn, you know. We'd also like to welcome Ronnie Hammond of Atlanta Rhythm Section fame. Ronnie, how are you this evening?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Nice to have you join us as well. Big ARS fan, all the way back to the first album with Another Man's Woman, and then the remake of that song, the 9-minute version on a following album. So, go way back to the beginning with you. And also sitting in the chair at the interview table is Alex Ligertwood, who's worked with Santana, Jeff Beck, and many, many other artists. Alex, welcome to Rockline. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks a lot, Bob. It's really a great pleasure to be here with all my friends and to do this with you. This is really it's a blast, man. It's a real blast to me.
It sure beats working for a living. We're going to take a call for you, gentlemen, right now. We turn to Eddie in the New York City area. Welcome to Rockline, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, guy.
Hey. This question is for John Fogerty. I'm sorry, Cafferty. I don't know where I'm going today.
It's late in New York.
Yeah. Your call. Stuff with Eddie and the Cruisers.
We can still answer his question.
No, I'm sorry. I'm getting a little bit of feedback going on here.
That's okay, man. It's okay. Take your time, man.
Plow on through.
Just hurry up.
Your work with Eddie and the Cruisers, did you ever put any sheet music out for that stuff?
You know, I think that there was some sheet music on Warner Brothers at one point. I'm not sure if it's still available, but I know that they had a book out. We had Eddie and the Cruisers stuff, and then there was an album called Tough All Over that followed that, and one called Roadhouse that followed that, and all that stuff was on, I believe it's Warner Brothers.
You know, if you go on the internet too, Eddie, there's so many ways to find tablature and you know, lyrics and things like that. Just do a good search, and you'll probably be able to come up with something. Huh?
So there you go.
Yeah, good luck on that.
If you have enough money, we'll just write it up for you.
There you go. No, the old pen and paper method always works. Well, let's go back to a live performance right now, very quickly, and this one will feature Jolynn Turner. It's time for Street of Dreams for you with the Voices of Classic Rock on Rockline. Our number is toll free as always. It's 1-800-344-ROCK, 1-800-344-7625. Time for Street of Dreams.
set me free. Oh, here we are, right back where we started.
Indeed, Street of Dreams featuring Jolynn Turner, of course, the Rainbow Classic, and a nice interpretation, a great reading of that song. Nice way to let it breathe. We have another call from Georgia. It's Dino on the line. Dino, welcome to Rockline. You're on with the Voices of Classic Rock.
Hey, Alex. Hello, Ronnie.
Hey, Dino.
And Dino, your question is?
Doing? All right, Ronnie. Like to ask you how it felt to open up at the White House with Jimmy Carter. How'd it feel to jam up there, Ronnie?
It was nice. It was kind of strange. We were out on the grounds and doing what we do in the woods on the grounds, and there were people with machine guns on top of the buildings. But they let us go with it. Jimmy Carter and his whole, that was a good fun time.
Yeah.
Dino, how are you?
I think Dino has disappeared. Oh, he's a friend of yours, huh? Well, you got that Georgia thing going there, you know? Yeah, I think Dino was in the Macon area, and of course, I think of the city Doraville when I think of Atlanta Rhythm Section. And when I think of the great songs that have come out of 9/11, there's a tremendous song on Voices for America. This is a CD available at rockforever.com, and this features all the guests that we've had on tonight, and in addition to that, Bobby Kimball of Toto, Peter Rivera from Rare Earth, Nick Gilder, and Mike Reno from Loverboy. This is just a great version of Battle Hymn of the Republic on Rockline. Of the Republic. You can hear all of that on the Voices for America CD. We'll return with the conclusion of tonight's program in just a moment on Rockland.
My city's in ruin.
Back to Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn. Thanks to everyone for listening tonight and for calling. Thanks to our affiliate stations. And thanks to all those in Hawaii. Mahalos to all of you, to Charlie Schmidt, to John Muldowney. And in no particular order, big thanks to the Hyatt Regency Kaanapali, Barry Lewin, Wilson, Kimo, Karen, and Gary. Also thanks to the Kaanapali Beach Resort Association, Shelley Kekuna, and the Royal Lahaina Resort. Shout outs to all the folks at Samuel Adams, VH1 Classic, Island Air, Pleasant Hawaiian Holidays, Tori Richard, Bruce Sandler at Village Audio, and Earl and all at Verizon. And, of course, our thanks to John Cafferty, Ronnie Hammond, Alex Ligertwood, Dave Jenkins, Pat Travers, Spencer Davis, Leslie West. It goes on. Star after star, Jimmy Jameson, Glenn Hughes, Larry Hoppin, and Jolynn Turner. I'm BC, and I will be seeing you.
You've been listening to another fabulously entertaining and award-winning episode of Rockline. Did we mention Rockline was award-winning? The superior sound of Rockline was made possible in part by Sennheiser Mics. Sennheiser. Microphones, headphones, wireless products. Sennheiser. The sound that moves the world. Thanks to Buddha, Felicia, Steve, Marcella, and Michael for their priceless contributions. Special thanks to Mike Higgins and Steve Fredrickson for their technical assistance. Rockline is mixed by Jimmy Rash. Technical direction by Greg Jernigan. Associate producer Dave Bianchi. Rockline is produced by Catherine Turman. Executive producer, Larry Morgan. Rockline is an exclusive presentation of the Premier Radio Networks.
KKRW, Houston.
Classic rock.
93.7.
The Arrow.